AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. One of the most successful coaches in the history of college football is hanging up his whistle as Nick Saban announces he is retiring as the head coach at the University of Alabama. Details from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The 72-year-old Saban compiled a 206-29 record and a 16-7 mark in bowl games. Overall, Saban owns a record of 297-71-1 in 28 college seasons between Bama, LSU, Michigan State, and Toledo. Saban also coached the NFL's Miami Dolphins in 2005 and 2006, going 15-17.
In the NFL, they add the Seattle Seahawks to the teams looking for a new head coach after announcing Pete Carroll will transition to an unspecified advisory role. The 72-year-old was the oldest coach in the NFL and had won a franchise-best 137 games and 10 more postseason contests, including Super Bowl 48. Jason Tatum's 45 points, including 26 in the fourth quarter and overtime, lead the Celtics to a 127-120 win over the Timberwolves.
For like 12 minutes of the game in overtime, that's the only time we really played ourselves on both ends, and we still managed to win the game. Just shows that, we can be a really special team.
The Kings, Spurs, Pacers, Hawks, Thunder, Bulls, Pelicans, Jazz, and Clippers were also victorious. The Clippers also agree to a contract extension with forward Kawhi Leonard, believed to be a three-year deal worth $153 million. In college basketball, a pair of top five teams are upset as number three Kansas falls to UCF 65-60, while Josh Hubbard's 25 points leads Mississippi State to a 77-72 win over number five Tennessee.
Oh, man, it was unbelievable. The environment was crazy. That was my first time to experience, the SEC, feeling, but couldn't have done it without the team. The team, got this win. We all stayed positive through adversity.
And the Stars get goals from seven different players en route to a 7-2 win over the Wild. The Flyers beat the Canadiens 3-2 in a shootout, and the Avalanche shut out the Golden Knights 3-0. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.